So, hello and welcome to the Upset Mama podcast. Today is the third anniversary of my dad's death, and that's why I'm doing this episode. I tend to do one every year, just in memory of him. And I say it every year. You know, the first year I was like, I can't believe it's been a year. And then last year I was like, oh, I can't believe it's been 2 years. And here I am again, and I cannot believe it's been 3 years. It's just crazy, you know. And it doesn't get easier, but time kind of lessens the pain a little bit, but it's always there. You know, you never heal. But what I do is I go to where we spread my dad's ashes up on the west coast, right on the sea. I go there every year on the anniversary. And it's a good time to just reflect and think about my dad. And today it was very wet and windy and quite stormy, and the sea was just wild. And it was lovely. It was like that last year too. It was actually worse last year, but this year it was still kind of the same. And I only go there once a year on the anniversary. And it's a totally different place to where I actually live. I live in central Scotland, and it's, you know, I mean, it's about an hour's drive to the sea either way for me, but it's not something I do all the time. I very, very rarely go to the coast. So doing it once a year and going there on my dad's anniversary is nice and relaxing, and it gives me a chance to really kind of get away from my life and just enjoy that different kind of pace, you know. Enjoy the sea. I think I've always found the sea to be quite relaxing, even when it's wild. I just find the sea fascinating, you know. I'm not a water person. I think I'm definitely an air person, but the sea still excites me. I still find it very interesting and fascinating. I can't swim, though. I mean, it's not, you know, I never go in. I'm never going to go in. I actually hate water. It freaks me out. Just the idea that I could drown in it really worries me. But at the same time, I think it's beautiful, you know, and that's just nature. You know, nature is wonderful. But yeah, 3 years, and my life has changed in a few ways. There are people who were in my life at the time who are now no longer in my life. And there are new people in my life who weren't in my life then. So, you know, things are different that way. Some things are the same, though. I mean, my life in a lot of ways is still the same. But obviously things change, and as the years go by, different things happen. So I'm kind of I'm feeling a bit kind of not depressed, not fed up, but just for a couple of weeks leading up to the anniversary, I get quite emotional, and I struggle to sleep for a little while, and I feel demotivated to do anything. You know, I just can't be bothered. And I think after today, like from tomorrow, I'll maybe get back to how I was. I mean, even people at work have noticed that I'm not my usual self, and they ask me, am I okay, you know? And I don't tell them that my dad's anniversary is coming up. You know, it's sort of a personal thing, but you know, I just tell them I'm struggling to sleep, which is true, and you know, put it down to that. But then, of course, that bugs them, and they tell me to go to the doctor, you know, and so then when I go in and they realise I'm still a bit quiet, they know, you know, they ask me, are you sleeping? I'll say yes. And then they'll say, you're just saying that so that we'll leave you alone. And they're right. But and then you fake it, you know. I fake the bubbliness and the chit-chat and the bouncing around. And I don't like faking it, because it's so much more work to fake it than it is to actually do it, you know. It's like when you're at work and you've got nothing to do, and it's so difficult to fake being busy rather than actually being busy. So it's kind of the same way when you have to fake being happy and whatever. You know, it just takes so much out of you. And then there does come a point where it just seems fake, and they probably notice it, and they realise, you know, you're just putting this act on, you know. It's not good. Anyway, so thanks for listening. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is upsetmamapodcast@gmail.com, and you can get me there 24 hours a day. But until the next time, thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and remember to always dream big. Goodbye for now.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone.
With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying, this is the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Ooh, let it rain. Oh yeah, let it rain. Stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain. I'm